I know, you guys were up really late. Oh my goodness. Wow, was that cool? Was it cool staying up that late with Daddy? That's awesome. But you guys are awake now? Yeah, I'm not so much. I didn't sleep very well. Oh, what can we do about that? Yeah? Do you guys like donuts? Yeah? We have this tradition that I started. This is how new the tradition is. I started it two Fridays ago at my house. That I have, just so you guys know, my oldest daughter is 5, and she loves kindergarten. How many of you guys love school? Jess does. Miss Jess loves school. My daughter Emma, I feel like there are some kids that they're just kind of made for school, that they just love it and they enjoy it and they thrive on it, like they just kind of have that personality for it. My daughter's that way. She loves her teacher. I actually got to go in this past Friday because it was their parent visitation day. And I got to go in. It was hard because a lot of these kids are so young. Some of these kids are not much older than you guys. They're in kindergarten. They're 5, maybe 6 years old. And when I had to leave and when the parents had to leave, a lot of the kids started crying because their parents were leaving. I felt terrible. I felt so sorry, but it was awesome. I got to watch my daughter. Thanks, Robin. You're moving all that stuff out of the way. This is the heaviest podium I've ever felt. This thing's made out of like iron or something. But it's cool. I have 4 kids, guys. They're all girls, so that's a lot of fun. And it's what I actually always wanted. As silly as that sounds, you would think a guy would want boys, but I have all girls. And that's what I wanted, and that's what I got, and I am thankful for it. But I have a little secret I have to let you guys in on. How old are you guys? Who's the youngest in this place? Who's do we have any 4-year-olds? He's going to be 5. How many of you guys are 5? How many 6-year-olds? 7? You can't keep your hand up the whole time, buddy. You're not 5, 6, and 7. You're 7? 8. Who's the oldest? You guys are, right? I remember you guys from the last time that I was here. You guys were helping me pray for the sick and everything else. It's really cool. Who's the oldest? Yeah? So this is 5 and to 12 years old? 5 to what, Jess? 5 to 10. Awesome. Hey, can I let you guys in on a secret? Give me the kids. You guys come up here. All the kids come up here right now. Don't sit back here. Let's do it this way. Let's all sit together on the floor. Have a seat, guys. Sit down. If you want to lay on the floor, now hang on, I got to see you. You can't turn your back to me. So you guys got to back up and sit against this front bench, this front pew right here, okay? Hey, whatever you do, don't make me wrestle you guys. I will take you all out. Do you understand? Because I love to wrestle. You like to wrestle too? Yeah? You, whoa. Do they like it when you punch them in the face? Half the time? You like to do karate on people? Yeah? So you guys are the violent guys of the bunch? Oh. Now that I have you guys completely riled up and crazy, let me try to steer this in a direction. You guys ready? How old are you, buddy? You're 5? How old are you, sweetie? Oh my goodness, that's awesome. Very cool. Here's my confession. Don't tell all the adults. You guys ready? I love ministering to kids. What does that mean? That means I love talking to kids about Jesus. I love praying for kids. I love watching you guys have the light come on and understand how much God loves you, right? Do you guys have a VBS here? Do you guys do Vacation Bible School?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love. How many of you guys like Vacation Bible School? I love it. It's a week that you guys get devoted, right, to come and hear about God and everything else. This is my desire for this morning, okay? I have up to about 11 o'clock with you guys. That means I probably have about 40 minutes. I want to pray for all of you guys in here today. And the reason why I want to pray for all of you guys, I'm going to talk for a little bit, and then we're going to pray at the end. Everything that I have come to know and believe about Jesus has been based on the experiences and the encounters that I've had with God. What I want you guys to know more than anything, what I want you guys to walk away with this morning is with a greater understanding of how much God loves you. And I want you guys to know, do you guys, I read to my oldest daughter every single night. Do you guys have do your parents read stories to you guys at night? Yeah? My daughter Emma, who's 5, who's in kindergarten, she can't go to sleep at night unless I read her a story. Then I have to sing her a song. And you girls did, you guys did an awesome job up here. I loved it. It was precious. I love that song, Oceans. I sing to my daughter every night, then we pray together. One of the stories that I read to her is a story called You Are Special by Max Licato, and it's about these wooden people called Wemmicks. Do you guys know this story? It's got to be one of the coolest children's stories ever written. In this story, can I tell you guys the story real quick? Okay. In this story is a man by the name of Eli, and he's the wood carver. He makes these wooden people called Wemmicks, and Eli lives up on this hill. And inside his wood shop is where he makes these people, and it's where he lives. Down on the ground, down beneath the hill in this town, these wooden people, they run around, and one of the things that they do is they give each other stickers. And they either give out stars, or they give out these nasty-looking, bleh, gray dots. The stars they give to one another when they do everything right. They give out stars when you can jump the highest, when you can sing the best, when you are the most talented, when you're the most athletic, when you're the smartest. And all those kinds of Wemmicks, all those wooden people, they have stars on them. And they go around every day handing out stars and handing out gray dots. The Wemmicks whose paint is chipped and the wood is chipped and the ones who want to do well, but they make mistakes. They want to jump, but they fall. They want to run, but they trip. They want to sing, but it doesn't sound so good. These Wemmicks get gray dots. So it's no different than you and I sometimes saying hurtful things to one another based on how well we do. Everything that what they believed about themselves was based on how well and how good they did everything. It was based on their performance. Hang on, buddy. Let me finish, then I'll take your question, okay? There's a guy in this story. There's a Wemmick by the name of Punchinello. How would you like to have that name? That's the craziest name I've ever heard, right? Now, do you guys know who Pinocchio is, right? It's kind of like Pinocchio. They're wooden people, right? But they're all made by the same guy. And if they're made by the same wood carver, then their value and how important they are and who they really are is determined by the person that made them. Now, the Bible talks about this reality that every single one of you was made by God. Right? And that he knew you before you were ever born. Before God ever created the world, he saw you and you were in his heart. God had a love for you before you were ever born, and God is never, ever going to change his mind about you. But there are going to be things, guys, in life that are going to try to convince you that God's love is not real. But I'm telling you, I believe here this morning, you're going to walk away with a greater understanding of how much God loves you. I will take questions when I'm done, okay, buddy? Just because I want to keep going and it'll fit, okay? I'll take your question at the end because it's important. Because if you guys have questions, it's important that you ask them, okay? So in this story is this guy named Punchinello. Punchinello has nothing but gray dots all over him. He's covered in them. And the reason why he's covered in them is he keeps trying to do the right thing. And every time he messes up, the people laugh at him and they give him these gray dots. One day he meets a girl by the name of Lucia, and what's different about Lucia, what's different about her compared to all the other wooden people, is what do you think? Does anybody know what the difference is with Lucia? What's the difference? She doesn't have any stickers on her. And people try to give her these stars because she's beautiful. She's gorgeous looking. They try to give her these stars because of who she is. And then they try to give her these because the other Wemmicks don't see stars on her. So they try to give her dots because if she doesn't have stars, then she deserves dots. But every time somebody goes to stick something on her, every time the sticker falls off, every single time, it never sticks. There's nothing anybody can say or do to her that changes the way that she believes and feels about herself. She loves herself because she knows that Eli, the woodcarver, loves her. So Punchinello starts to interview her and ask her all these different kinds of questions. And his biggest question is, how come the stickers don't stick to you? What makes you so different from everybody else? And this is what she tells him. That's simple. I go see Eli every single day. Now, up to this point, we haven't seen Eli. We haven't met him yet. Nobody really knows what he looks like. But this little Wemmick girl, goes and sees Eli every day. And then Punchinello begins to wonder if Eli would want to see him. So he's sitting there at night and he's gazing up into the moon and he's beginning to wonder, I wonder if it would work for me. I wonder if I go see Eli if these stars and these stickers won't stick to me. So the next day he decides he's going to walk up to the wood shop and he goes in there and everything is massive. The hammer is as big as Punchinello is. Eli's
bench where he works looks like it's towering so many feet high. And he sees this scene and he gets scared and he starts to work out, and this walk out, and this loud voice, this booming voice, all of a sudden calls his name, and he freezes, and as he's walking, he just freezes in place. And this is what Eli said: "I've been hoping that you would come and see me." And Punchinello is amazed that Eli knows his name. And I want you guys to know, God knows your name. God knows who you guys are. God loves you more than you'll ever know, ever you could ever possibly imagine. But God wants you guys to come and discover how much he loves you. We're going to talk about that in a second. So this is what Eli does. Eli reaches down with his big hand, scoops up Punchinello, sits him on his desk, and begins to talk to him about how special he is. And then Punchinello begins to ask Eli, "Why is Lucia so different? How come the stickers and the stars don't stick to her?" And he says, "That's simple, my child. It's because she comes and sees me every day. And because she believes in the love that I have for her, the stickers can't stick to her," right? And he starts to wonder if it will work. And this is what Eli tells him. He says, "You start coming to me every day." He says, "I've seen that they've given you a lot of bad marks. But if you start coming to see me every day, I guarantee you those stickers will start to fall off." And as Punchinello is walking out the door, one of the stickers falls off of him. One of the dots falls off. And he begins to wonder that maybe Eli's telling the truth. The reason why I love that story is, for the longest time, guys, I believed so wrongly about myself. I believed that the truth about me was how everybody treated me and everything that was going on around me. When I came to understand how much God loves me, how much he cares for me, how do you guys know that God loves you? How can you know that for sure? That's okay. How do you know? Yeah, he does talk to us every day. If we're actually listening, because this is how you guys have friends, right? How do you get to know your friends? What do you do with your friends? What do you do with them?
You just meet them.
You meet them, and what else do you do with them?
You play with them.
Yeah? What else do you do? This is all good stuff. It's all good.
You talk to them.
What else do you do?
Ask them what they like.
Yeah, you get to ask them questions, right? Yeah. Now, what's your name? Tell me your name again. Would it be weird if Gabriel and like he and I wanted to hang out and spend time together? Would it be weird if Gabriel and I hung out and just looked at each other and never said anything? Wouldn't that be strange? We would never get to know each other, right? The Bible says this, guys. The Bible says that in these last days, these days that you and I live in right now, God has spoken to us through his Son. God has revealed who he is to you by sending Jesus Christ to the earth. One of the verses that I wanted to read to you, because this is what I want you guys to understand. You guys have friends. Some of you guys have best friends. Some of you guys are very close with your parents, right, and everything else. Jesus wants to be just as close, if not more close, to you than a brother, than a sister, than a parent. He wants you guys to know how much he doesn't want you guys walking around with stars or dots on you. He doesn't want you buying into that the truth. I thought you were ready to do some push-ups there. You were going to do some push-ups. Yeah? You'll have to show me how many you can do then, Gabriel. You can do a whole bunch? Yeah? See how easy it is for me to get distracted and get off my point? Hang on. Let me read something to you guys real quick. Okay? That's hard. That is difficult to do. Here's the deal, guys. You guys ready? You with me? God has come to people, right? We were just singing. These girls over here are so precious. They were singing that song, Oceans, right? Do you guys know the story how Jesus comes to the disciples walking on the water, right? Listen, he will come to you. He will come to you in ways that you don't expect, but he will come to you because he's a personal kind of God, and he wants to spend time with you. Do you guys know the story about Moses and the burning bush? Do you guys know who Moses is? The Moses who led the people Israel out of Egypt, that led them out of slavery, right? God came to Moses. God came to Abraham. God came to Elijah. God came to these different people in the Bible, and he spoke to them. But God has spoken to you and I because he sent his Son. And this is what the Bible says, right? Now listen, it says, in the beginning, I'm reading John chapter 1, beginning in verse 1. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him. That means this: you guys exists right now because he said so. The Bible says that there's a time to be born. You're right, you are alive. The Bible says there's a time to be born. Now watch this. If you guys are here right now, that's because God wanted you here right now at this point in time. That means you're his plan and you're his purpose. He has big things in store for you guys. It says this, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. Now I want to read verse 14 to you. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory. Glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. That means this, guys. Jesus thought it was a good idea. God thought it was a good idea that he would come in the flesh. He would look like you and I and walk among the people he created so that we wouldn't just read about him in word only, but that we would see him face to face, right? Now, is Jesus walking around on the planet right now? No. So who's the one? Who's the one that reveals to us now who God is? Who's the one that has come now to the people of God to reveal to you who he is in a greater way?
Jesus.
Jesus. He's come to make his home in us through another person. Yeah, it's God. It's all good. It is God. Go ahead, buddy. The Holy Spirit. One of the ways that God has now come to us, is now he has come to make his home inside of the ones who would believe, the ones who would receive, the ones who would say yes to what Jesus did. The Bible says he has come, all three, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now lives inside of Gabriel. And the Holy Spirit has come now to teach you and reveal to you who God is, right? Now, if God lives inside of you, do you think God can talk to you? Yeah. How many of you believe you can and have heard the voice of God? What does it sound like to you?
You can't hear it?
Are you sure? Yeah, you can hear it. I bet you do hear it. It's just learning how to recognize it. You can hear it in your heart. Now, what do you mean by that? Can you explain that? Because do you ever have those moments where you know what you mean, but it's kind of hard to explain it to everybody else? It's like somebody telling you to define the word happy, and you're like, I don't know, it just means happy. You just know what it means, but it's kind of hard to define it. That's how I hear it. It sounds like me a lot of times, but it's God talking to you. And in this, do you guys know what I mean when I say practice? How many of you guys play sports? Or how many of you guys do anything that requires practice, whether it's dance or acting or even studying, like even you guys practicing your flashcards, if you guys even still do that kind of stuff. Or learning like math and like learning how to write, you have to practice, right? Right? For some of us hearing God's voice, that's not always very natural. Sometimes it just comes with practice. But I'm telling you this, this is all you need to know. This is all that matters. If you know that God wants to talk to you and you believe that you can hear his voice, and if you go and get alone with him, he will speak to you. He will talk to you. But the reason why I believe what I believe wasn't because somebody told me about it, even though that's been helpful. I believe what I believe because I've had experiences and encounters with God. You are never too young or too old to have experiences and encounters with God. So Jesus came in the flesh. Do you guys know that for a fact? He came. What did he do while he was in the flesh? What did Jesus do when he walked the earth as a human being? He did. He taught people about God. He did a lot of this. A lot of times when Jesus would teach, he would sit down and the people would gather around him and he would begin to talk to them about God. What did he do in those settings? What else would he do? He would pray for people. He healed people. What else, Gabriel? Absolutely, it does. He did miracles about people. There were times where the crowds were so big and they had nothing to eat, that a little boy came forward, right? With what? What did he have? Five loaves and what?
5 loaves of bread.
And? And 2 fish, right? Do you know what God said to me one day? He said, Brian, I want you to have that kind of faith, the kind of faith that that little boy had, that believed he could do something with those 5 loaves and those 2 fish. God can take whatever you guys have and multiply it. God can take whatever's in your hand that you bring to the table and do amazing things with it, guys. And he took the food and he blessed it and he gave it to the disciples and it fed 5,000 people. Jesus is still doing that kind of stuff today. Jesus is miraculous. Jesus wants to heal the sick. Jesus wants to use you and I to do that. But he wants you to have an experience with him. I had an experience with Jesus when I was 19 years old. For the first time, now I grew up, guys, I grew up hearing the name of Jesus my whole life. I grew up knowing that the right thing to do was to pray. I grew up knowing the right thing to do was to read the Bible, right? But I was really lost. One of the reasons why Jesus came, how many of you guys ever played hide and seek? Is that not one of the coolest games on the planet? Isn't it fun to play hide and seek? Yeah? What is the goal of hide and seek? What do? Yeah, you go hide and you're trying not to be found, right? But what is the seeker doing? If it's hide and seek. So what's he doing, Gabriel? He's trying to find you, right? Yeah, do you like playing hide and seek?
I was hiding one day and Dad didn't know where I was.
Really? Did Dad find you then? No? Dad's not in here. Yeah? That's good. Now listen, and do you guys know what I mean when I say the Gospels? Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, right? There's a gospel called Luke, and Luke tells us in chapter 19, verse 10, that Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. That means a lot of us didn't know that we needed him. He knew that we needed him, so he came to find you and I to bring us back home, because God doesn't want to do eternity without anybody. Do you guys have a family portrait at home? Do you guys have a picture where it's like your whole family? It's mom, it's dad, right? God wants you in the family picture. God wants you. The father wants to pull out his wallet and show all the angels, look how beautiful my children are. And he just rolls them all out. That's how God feels about you guys. He came, when you weren't looking for him because we were hiding, he came looking to find us. God came to his people as a man because of how valuable you guys are. Because how important you guys are. At 19 years old, I was doing a lot of running. I didn't want anything to do with God. And at 19 years old was the first time that I experienced his love, his forgiveness, and I felt God for the first time. And I know we're not supposed to live by our feelings. We're supposed to live by faith. And faith is the conviction of things not seen. That means even though I can't see it, I know in my heart that it's true. But the encounters that you have with God is what helps to shape and mold your faith. You don't want to just know about God up here. You want to know God inside here. Does this make sense to you guys so far? So I met God at 19, and then years later I met him again when the Holy Spirit came upon me and did in me what he did with the disciples in Acts chapter 2. Jesus, after he was raised from the dead, told the disciples, hey guys, stay in Jerusalem. Don't leave until you are clothed with or empowered with power from on high. And Jesus was talking about the same power that he walked in, the same power that enabled him to live a sinless life, the same power that enabled him to perform signs and wonders, the power that we call in the person of the Holy Spirit. Jesus didn't do anything until he received that power from on high. Jesus didn't do anything until he was baptized in the River Jordan, came up, and John the Baptist saw the Holy Spirit descending upon him. Blah, blah, blah. He didn't do anything, right? But God came to those guys then. They saw him in the flesh, but then he came in a different way. And he came in the form of the Holy Spirit. And he came, and he came upon those guys, and they encountered him in a different way. When God did that for me a few years ago, it created a greater love in my heart for God. It created a greater desire to know God. It did something. God became more real in a moment again than he ever did before. And I believe this, guys. I believe that God doesn't want you to just know him up here. God doesn't want you to just have the right answers. God doesn't want you to know about him. I was one of those kids in school that God has given me a great and amazing memory, and I would be able to study things and memorize them. It didn't mean that I knew them. I knew about the things that I was studying. And I could give you all the right answers on a test. But God doesn't want you to know him that way. God doesn't want you to study him. God wants you to have a relationship with him. God wants you to encounter him. God wants you to know and to be able to recognize his presence, guys. He thinks you're amazing. Go ahead, buddy. I'll take your questions. Go ahead.
God controls the Spirit.
Yeah, because he is his Spirit, right? He's Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
If
It's like hiding away from Satan. I don't want anything to do with Satan at all. Yeah, I don't want him coming after me, doing anything or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You've taught that one? Yeah. You like? Is that one of your favorite stories? Yeah, I like that one. Go ahead, Gabriel. You know the story about the Wemmicks, and you know the story about Punchinello? Yeah, it's an awesome story, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah. How many of you guys would like to encounter God today? How many of you guys would like to experience him in a greater way, right? That you honestly, because how many of you believe that he's real? How many of you would like to know him in a different way, in a brand new way? And you want to walk away, because this is what I want to do. Because the things that God does for a person, he wants to do through that person to other people and for other people, right? One of the things that the Bible says is God isn't playing favorites with us. God isn't doing one thing for one person and not doing it for the other one, okay? I've had experiences with God that is my desire that you would be able to have those same experiences. And I believe that you don't have to live a life of mistakes like I did. I believe it's possible for you guys to know, love God in such a way and walk with him faithfully all of your days. I have 4 girls, a 5-year-old, a 1-year-old, and 2 newborn babies. And I pray all the time that they would walk faithfully with God all their days. That they would go and further and know God more than their daddy ever could. And I understand now when the Bible talks about being fruitful and multiplying, God wants your parents to have children. I understand that why. Because 4 of them is better than 1 of me. If God can take in one individual, what God wants to take in me and do in your lives is far greater than just 1 of me. He wants to do it for all of you guys. He wants to touch you in a powerful way today. Now listen, when I've had these experiences with God, and I'm not telling these things to you so that you try to make them happen yourself, you might feel heat in your body. You might feel like electricity going through you. You might feel all kinds of different things. I have no idea. You might feel absolute peace when I pray for you. You might feel the love and the tangible presence of God. You might feel like you have to fall down. I don't know. But what I want more than anything is for God to be personal to you right now in this moment. And for God to give you what he knows you need right now. But I want you guys to know how loved you are by God. The more you know his love, the more you don't need anybody else to tell you how wonderful you are. He's already spoken through his son. You're wonderful. He is never changing his mind about you. So I would encourage you guys, it doesn't matter how young you are. You can start right now. You can build a relationship and a friendship with God. Right now. You don't have to wait till you're 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. It doesn't matter. See that? I can count by 5. School taught me that. So for those of you that want me to pray for you, I'm just going to ask you to stand up right now. Because what time is it? Anybody? Lindy, you know what time it is? Perfect. Perfect. That's a perfect amount of time. Okay. For those of you that want me to pray for you, go ahead and stand up. It doesn't have to be everybody. Stand up. Stand right here. I'm going to line you guys up, okay? I have no idea what's going to happen. Is that fair? Are you guys okay with that?
Or,
that's okay. Somebody will catch you if you fall down, okay? Yeah, it'll be okay. Don't listen, guys. Stand side to side, right? Like, there you go. Shoulder to shoulder. I'm going to move this. Perfect, guys. Now, listen. Actually, can I get you guys, because in case people fall back, I don't want people falling into each other. Now, listen. I'm not talking about falling so that you do fall. It doesn't matter if you fall, okay? All that matters is, listen, all that God is wanting right now, do you guys know what I mean when I use the word sincere? It means to care, right? If you guys are sincere in your heart, and you want to know God in a greater way, he'll come and meet you in that place. He will. He'll come and he'll meet you in that place. And I believe, guys, there have been times where people have prayed for children and they've had visions of God. They've had visions of angels. There are times where people have prayed, and sometimes they start speaking in a different language, and they start speaking with tongues of angels or different kinds of tongues and dialects. I don't know what God wants to do right now. Are you guys hungry for God? Do you want to know him in a greater way? I want you to know him in a greater way. I want you guys to walk away from this moment absolutely convinced and never looking back and forever convinced that he loves you. And I pray that this grows your faith in a greater way, guys. And I will take however long is necessary. Guys, I believe this is so critical. This is such an important time. God, Jesus said this. He said, let the little children come to me. Do you know what Jesus would do with the kids? He would lay his hands on them and he would bless them. Even regardless if you fall or feel anything, I want to release blessing over you. I believe God is going to touch you and mark you, and he's calling you his own. You guys belong to him. You were created by him and for him, and he wants to use you guys in amazing ways. Okay? You guys ready for that? Okay. I'm going to pray for you guys. I'm going to go down this line. Yes, go ahead, Gabriel. They sometimes, don't worry about that. See, this is what I don't want to do. I don't want to tell you what it normally looks like, so that you try to do that and you try to mimic what it looks like. Do you know what I mean? So I want God to do it in the way that he wants to do it. Don't worry about what it looks like, what it sounds like, and do this, guys. You'll be tempted to look around you and see what's going on. I want you and God to be alone. I want you to lift your heart to him and say, God, here I am. Whatever you want to do in me, I'm giving myself to you right now. Okay? So it doesn't matter how old you are. I'm asking God to do for you guys what he did for me. Freely you receive, freely you give away, right? Okay, so let's close our eyes. Everybody close your eyes. I'm going to pray, and when I'm done praying, then I'm going to start laying hands on you guys, okay? And I'll give you instructions on what it's going to look like and how it's going to go. Go ahead, close your eyes, sweetie. Father, we thank you right now for these young ones. And Holy Spirit, I thank you for the ways that you come to us, because your job, Holy Spirit, on the planet is to reveal who God is to us. It's your great pleasure, and it's your great joy to reveal yourself in a greater way. And I ask and pray, Lord, right now for a baptism of love. I ask and pray right now that these students would come, these young ones, would come to know in a greater way how much you love them. I pray that you would come with your power right now and do in them, God, what you want to do. Lord, take their little hearts and form it and shape it. Come with your power. Come with your love. Come with your gentleness. Come with everything that they need right now. Do for them, God, what you've done for me. Let the light come on in a greater way. Father, take them deep inside your heart. Father, I pray that as we pray, God, that you would give some visions, that you would give some, God, the change, God, even in their tongue, that you would, Father, just give, that you would open their eyes to see, Lord, in a greater way. Father, whatever it is that you want to do, I ask and pray that even they would encounter you, see your face, God, that you would do whatever it is that's necessary. Lord, would you bless them right now? Holy Spirit, come. Come for these young ones. God, I pray that this would be far beyond anything that they've ever experienced right now. In Jesus' mighty name, come with your power. Come with your love. Come in your grace right now and touch these little hearts. For God, I pray that you would meet their faith and meet their hunger and their desire in this place. Guys, some of you, I might pray for you, and some of you might feel like you just want to laugh the whole time. It doesn't matter, whatever it looks like. Some of you might have tears that come to your eyes. Some of you might feel that peace. Some of you might feel heat in your body or tingling in your body. It doesn't matter. Some of you might fall, but listen, he blessed the little ones. Regardless of what happens, he's not playing favorites. If you're hungry, I believe he meets you in that place. So, Father, we thank you for your great grace and your mighty, mighty, powerful love. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. This is what I want you guys to do. Have you guys